usually leaving that for Daryl Wiener, but coming up on August the 2nd or 3rd, it's the holiday Monday in early August, we have a day at the races. We have the BC Cup Day, Best Little Secret in Vancouver, horse racing, the finest caliber, and also there's little dogs being raised for kicks too, and mascots being raised. Lots of things happening at the P&E site concerning horse racing at Hastings Park. That's our show for today. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9. Reel to Reel, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon.
And again, a mass of white jerseys inside that rail half, and in the end, everybody misread everybody else, and the ball goes into touch. But it's still, well, I must say, I thought that was a Real Madrid throw. But Ray Kennedy doesn't argue. He takes the throw, and Alan Kennedy tries to burst through. Alan Kennedy's still there, and Alan Kennedy has scored for Liverpool. Moment for Alan Kennedy, and he runs away to the left and the whole Liverpool team go with him. A slight hesitancy in the Real Madrid defence, and Alan Kennedy, the defender, was there when he was needed, and Augustin came to his near post, and Alan Kennedy whacked that one into the top corner of the net. It's only his second European goal of the season, but the man who came to Merseyside from Newcastle, the man who now says he's part of Liverpool just as much as the Liver building, when he was needed, Alan Kennedy was there. And with now just 8 minutes to go, it could be that Alan Kennedy has made a little history, because Alan Kennedy may well have won the European Cup for Liverpool.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
You and me. Yeah. daughter of an Elvis impersonator. That is Maley Todd out of Toronto with her track Summer Sounds off her self-titled debut, Choose Your Own Adventure, here on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And you know, every so often a song comes out in the season that I think encompasses the whole feeling of the season. That is a strong contender, got to admit. This is Shameless for the next hour and a half on 101.9 FM CITR. I'm your host, Jonathan Brown, here with my other co-host.
I'm Natalie.
Hello, Natalie.
Hi.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good. How's it feel to be broadcasting on a Wednesday night?
It's a bit strange.
It is strange.
It's a lot more lively than the Sunday afternoon shift.
Yeah. Everything's closed by 3.
Exactly.
Now we got time.
Rushing to get coffee.
Yeah.
To get pizza.
We have the whole world ahead of us.
Wow. Even the corner store was open. It was amazing.
It's almost too many good things at once.
Almost.
For those that don't know, this show used to be broadcasting on Sunday afternoon for the past few years. But, you know, with change being the spice of life and all that, it was moved to the much more happening Sunday or Wednesday night time slot. So what we got in this show is a whole bunch of new music to give to you, as well as we'll be giving away new pornographers tickets in the next hour and a half. So you can call us up when you hear the new pornographers playing over your radio. Just dial 822-2487.
Can I call?
You'll be busy.
Oh.
You're busy preparing my CDs.
What?
Yes.
It's not my job.
It is your now job.
No.
Yes. And we'll be interviewing a band out of Saskatoon called We Were Lovers, who have been touring cross-continentally. And starting things off right now, I think we'll get into a top five from the lovely Disc Order magazine, produced right here in CITR Studios. And I got a lot of cover stories, a lot of great stuff about record stores around town. And interview with Slam Dunk, Shad, and the like. So, number five on that very countdown is this. From Dundas, Ontario, this is Caribou off his latest release, Swim. Also making the Polaris shortlist. The track, another very good summary track. This is Sun on 101.9 FM CITR.
Sun, 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 sun Drinking ain't hard to do. It's the only thing I got to get me through. The way you hurt me and cause me pain. Lord, I thought that I would never be the same. It's over, I guess we're through, and that's why drinking ain't hard to do. I ate a five to my favorite place they call Country Box. They got dancing and drinking and them outlaw girls that'll make your heart stop. Past three and I don't want to leave, cause my home life is misery. A honky-tonk dive is where I'd rather be. Cause there's a bar stool waiting right there for me. When you're working all the time and ain't got nothing new, it'll drive you crazy, like you're going insane. Trying to get ahead in this hard world today, then all the pressure starts getting to you. And that's why drinking ain't hard to do. I ate a five to my favorite place they call Country Bob's. They got dancing and drinking and them outlaw girls that'll make your heart stop. Half past three and I don't want to leave, cause my home life is misery. A bar stool waiting right there for me. Hey, a honky tonk dive is where I'd rather be. Cause there's a bar stool waiting right there for me.
you have an approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, history, chemistry, French, math, biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot. You have nothing to lose, as once again, it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
Don't wanna be between the lines. Just wanna.
are listening to Shameless here on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. And this is the Discorder top five tracks played on this fine station over the past month. We started all off with Caribou at number five off his latest release, Swim. The track was Sun. Following that, number four was Hank III, or Hank the Third, out of Trashville, USA, with his country ditty, Drinking Ain't Hard to Do. I gotta admit, that song kind of grew on me after a while. I was thinking maybe I should top three, top five. I don't have to include that, but I'm glad I did.
I'm glad you did too.
Yeah. Number three was Telepathic Butterflies with Between the Lines out of Winnipeg. And we just heard number two from right here in Vancouver was Fo-Ami with their track Bo Kong. Great restaurant. We should go there sometime. And now, number one, the number one song played over the past month in the station.
What's it going to be?
Our good boy, the Shane Turner Overdrive. And this is Wings.
So-called legal, to the rescue comes the boyfriend swooping in like a bald eagle. circle in slow motion. Kick my ribs, nasty crack felt in my body. Golden muscles beat my ass, he's got a black belt in karate. Cripes, it hurts so good, trouble here, more in the back. Makes no sense like life itself, or this weird war in Iraq. Now that's attention I don't want from nutty sluts, demented vandals. Girls that wanna rub my nuts with fancy oils, scented candles. Broken poor, I'm lonely, horny, why you think I'm joking for? And how come you're grabbing my ass, especially if you're spoken for? Girls with boyfriends heat me up and then their boyfriends beat me up. The girls with boyfriends heat me up and then their boyfriends beat me up. Mind your business, P's and Q's, watch out where you're salivating. Sexy something on the side with strangers can be validating. Yes, I know, but Jesus Christ, come on, control your forces. Pervy urges, creepy secrets, take it easy, hold your horses. Late at night, it's interesting, internetting. Well, no loner, dirty words and flashing cameras giving me a full-grown boner. Ain't no fair, my house is haunted. Far away, lights from the town glowed. Hungry eyes, the moon and stars, body parts for me to download. Working hard, boy from the country, second coming Henry Miller. Pen and paper writing down the truth and without any filler. Battle scarred and radical, bastard with something to say. Batters, gloves, and matters of the heart always come into play. Tomorrow night, now I'm the lowdown ladies man and rotten dandy. When the women pull their pants down, showing me their cotton candy. Cops and robbers, drops of slobber, so no good and hot and bothered. I keep my business to myself, but still I end up getting clobbered. Girls with boyfriends heat me up and then their boyfriends beat me up. The girls with boyfriends heat me up and then their boyfriends beat me up. We'll be right back.
9 FM is the station you're listening to right now. An hour left to go in the show. The show we call Shameless. Shameless. We had in that set, we started off with the Shane Turner Overdrive, number one on the Discord charts the past month. We followed up with the soundtrack to a Canadian comedy that came out last year, Year of the Carnivore, which was produced by the makers of the film, Suk Yin Lee of the great radio program, Definitely Not the Opera, Atom Lutovitz and MC Extraordinaire Buck 65. It's a movie about a grocery store detective who falls in love with a clerk, and she doesn't dig her because she's not sexually experienced enough. Oh. Haven't we all been there? But fear not if you don't have the sexual experience, because today is a magical day. July 7th is
Tanabata.
Tanbata. No, Bata. My slang strikes again.
Uh-oh. July 7th is Tanabata, which is a Japanese festival. I lived in Japan for 3 years, and this is my first Tanabata in Canada since I left Japan, and it's a little bit sad. But I'll tell you a bit about it. Tanabata is a day for star-crossed lovers. Way back and whenever, when all the gods up in the sky were doing their thing.
Chillin',
if you will. The head god, the Zeus of the Japanese gods. I don't know his name.
Zeus-chan, we'll call him.
I think that's a good idea. Zeus-chan. He had a daughter, and his daughter was the goddess of textiles. And she was very, very lonely. And her father felt bad for her and decided to search the galaxy, search the stars. Maybe on the Enterprise, maybe not.
She was working the Gap while everyone was shopping the American Apparel.
Aw, so sad. So he searched the stars and found the perfect match for his daughter, who was the god of the shepherds. And he introduced them, and it was sparks everywhere, love, angels singing and whatnot. And they instantly fell in love and spent so much time together that they did not do their jobs. He did not help. He did not herd the sheep. She did not make any textiles, any clothing. Nothing got done. The world was in disarray. Sheep were running around everywhere. People were naked. So
cats and dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
It was unacceptable is what it was. So the father that brought these two lovers together had to tear them apart. And he put them on either side of the Milky Way. And there was a bridge made out of birds, and he made all the birds fly away. And the birds could only fly back one day a year on July 7th to create a bridge so she could cross over. And the story goes, if it's a sunny day and you make a wish, then the star-crossed lovers can reunite and your wish will come true and everything will be happy. And if it's a rainy day, then they don't get to meet again for another year. And the rain turns into their tears, and it's so sad. That's the story.
That is very depressing. They walk across the backs of these birds?
That's what I always pictured. Yeah.
Must be big birds.
Big yellow birds?
Pterodactyls.
That would be amazing.
This is how I picture
things. I'm changing
the
story.
Well, this story reminds me of the band we just heard in that set. We Were Lovers from Saskatoon. We saw them Both times they played here in Vancouver.
We did, on the same day.
Yes, on July 1st. And between those two times, when they were playing at the Neptune Records, the legendary Neptune Records, we got a chance to sit and gab with them a little bit about what it is to be We Were Lovers.
So, We Were Lovers.
And let me tell you, it's a good time.
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm sitting here with Elsa and Ash, the duo, formerly a six-piece band. And you've been on the road a few times now. Is this the comparatively magnitude size? Is this bigger than your last cross-continental tours or smaller?
It's a little bit bigger. Yeah, distance-wise, it's bigger. It's a longer
distance. We're on tour for 4 weeks, and last tour was 5 weeks, but we definitely traveled a lot longer.
And played more shows.
And played more shows this time around.
Yeah, and it's our first time west. It's our first time in BC, so.
How's this province treating you so far?
Very well. We loved the drive from Edmonton to BC. It was pretty beautiful.
We went through Jasper.
It was great.
Yeah, the first time. Mountains and trees. We didn't see as much wildlife as I was hoping, but it was pretty rainy the whole way, maybe on the way back.
Yeah.
The other thing is all the stores and the restaurants and stuff, it just really, like, is very tempting
and
to spend money. Yeah, and it's super expensive.
How do in-store shows compare to actual venue shows?
Well, they're definitely more intimate. I really like them. It's a change of pace, especially when you're on tour for weeks at a time. It's a nice variety, but I can't say that it's necessarily better than, like, a hot, sweaty, you know, live show at a venue with, like, more people and dancing and stuff like that.
And in Winnipeg, we gave you a free record.
Did we have to go there?
Yeah.
Well, we got free wine and beer.
Yeah, we got free wine and beer. Just like a free record.
If you could choose free wine or free record, which would it be?
Definitely free record. Maybe different for you.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, no, a record would be sweet. That was some stellar wine.
Yeah.
So you were a six-piece originally, now you're a duo. How does going on the road as a duo compare to a six-piece, and how do you keep from going crazy?
Well, I think it's easier to go crazy with more people, but that also is, like, a little bit more lively with more people. But yeah, like, there are a lot of upsides to just being two people. Less gas, like, smaller vehicle, less gear to load, less arguing about, like, music choices in the car or places to eat or trivial things like that. So I don't know, it's been great. We've like, had no real issues with each other. We're just good with each other, right?
Yeah, there's no issues, and I don't know. Yeah, like, with six people, it's really hard to, you know, when we stop somewhere, and, you know, everyone wants to do their own thing and then go to separate places and stuff. And so now it's just like, you know, we like to do the same things, and everything works out.
Totally. I guess now that I think about it, the only other thing that sucks just being the two of us is the long drives, because Ash does most of the driving and I feel really bad about it. But driving 10 hours just two people and having to, like, play a show right after that 10 hours sucks. When you have five people, it's like you only drive 2 hours, but Ash has driven like eight and I'll drive two. So thanks, Ash. We have GPS, so I guess that's okay. I guess we'll be all right, but I have a love-hate with GPS. So.
And what do you see for the future of We Were Lovers?
Well, we started recording our album with Chris Cody. He's a producer in New York. We went there to record with him. He's done projects like TV on the Radio and Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Beach House, the new Beach House album. And we started recording our album. We're going to finish that and hopefully release it by spring 2011. So that's the plan for now.
And you think this will stay as a duo? Outsource to more members in the future?
I don't know.
Like, we're a duo. And the fact that we write all the music and we're the foundation of the band, but we like the live feel. We like having, you know, the energy of a drummer. and possibly a bass player. So I don't know. We're gonna try some things out and see how it goes. But we'll definitely, you know, some shows will be duo, some shows will be a full live band.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Switch it up a little bit.
Get a brass section.
Possibly. That would be sweet for like one song. Just like super epic. Like I remember on Block Party, like Dave Chappelle's Block Party. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Like Kanye West and brings the whole like marching band with the brass section and everything. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know. But yeah. Do you play brass?
I don't, but I know someone who does.
Uh-oh.
What do you play?
I play the trumpet.
Nice.
I was in a ska band a few years ago.
Awesome.
Up north.
That's awesome. Yeah, on our very first EP with our first lineup, we had a trumpet part in one of our songs. Yeah. I can definitely appreciate the trumpet.
So as the foundation of We Were Lovers, how did you two meet and decide to form this band?
Me and my brother actually originally formed the band, and we just like needed new members and more people to join the band. And so just through a friend, we met Elsa and had her come in and sing for us. And
I auditioned to be in the band.
Yeah.
And it was, I didn't make the cut originally.
We loved Elsa, and yeah, I don't know, we brought her back, and I don't know, since then, I don't know, so much has changed, but like my brother left the band, and it's now it's just me. But,
yeah.
I think it's a funny story.
Yeah.
Well, Eric Clapton didn't make the cut for the Yardbirds originally. Look how well things went for him.
Yeah.
Well, We Were Lovers, it's great to chat with you today, here in a nice sunny Canada day.
Yeah.
I could pretend.
Imagine the sun. At least it's not raining. Thank you so much for having us.
Good luck on your tour and future releases.
Thank you very much. We had fun. Yeah, thanks for doing this.
Yeah. WeWereLovers.com.
MySpace.
MySpace.com/WeWereLoversMusic. Facebook.com/WeWereLovers.
Twitter. Underscore We Were Lovers.
Underscore We Were Lovers.
Awesome.
Cool.
Alright. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We are We Were Lovers from Saskatoon.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9.
can't derail. I train hard, then relax on tracks. Keep the brain sharp, hitting like an axe on wax. Axe never touch trees, meaning I don't puff weed. But I hope to plant much seeds before I must leave. Believing that hope grows, even in this stone cold, bitter and weak. Old soul sold like it's antique. Roadshow, except for so damn cheap. They preach the new science, clone the program chic. But they won't find us. It's hide and go seek to control minds like gold mines in Mozambique, where the folks can't eat. So I stroll to a slow jam beat, slow dancing. Life's no Grand Prix, no race, no pace car, and there's no shortcuts. And no one's that special, there ain't no short bus. The core of us is simple but dignified. We don't simply live to die. Look through the inner eye, we're in the sky. Cynic, but I try to keep my heart warm. Human beings start wars, but I believe in peace even for Darfur. From hardcore to humor to here, where we stare in confusion at a future so near. Gotta take the speck out of your eye to see clear. And if I'm gonna point fingers, better point them at the mirror. Reflections I reflect on, lessons of my 26th year. Directing this next song here. See, y'all know the drill like Exxon. I guess wrong moves is experience like stairs to step on, yeah. And I don't talk biz, and I don't talk down. No kids talk, but I don't talk big. Getting gas like pop fears off of pop hits. I ain't gotta say real talk, cause all my talk is pop quiz. Who can define love? So many blind plus they can't feel. They'll never find us.
I'm thorough when the winter in Regina, Dinah, a prize burner. And when I don't find it, then ice kinda. Vinegar in a world of crass. For my world of passion don't match with the world of cash. My landlord kinda asshole, like hold it. Can't move spots yet, still got more shit to finish. Really, it's all my fault. Yeah, I'm hating. A little self-deprecation. Go a long way to unconstipate defecation. Approximate estimation. When will shit blow for me and still? Ain't shit owed to me, man, chill. That's what I tell myself when I sell myself. Too low, light a fire under cool low.
Love and hate relations with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relationship with self.
trading cheap cologne. Now I'm a dangling piece of rope. Yeah, maybe it's a smoke side of aging me, but slow. You can hate me or go till I'm 83 years old. Stay with me, you'll know what it takes to be a pro. Jaded free control, the way you face defeat and close yourself off with needed dialogue. The people need you, you should always be relied upon. You got me so many gifts and I love it, but it's hard to be impressed when you're above it. Hard to know you didn't even want it, so used to fighting about it underneath the covers.
Love and hate relations with self. Love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self.
That I'm content with my spot near the bottom, but I hate that I can spend my life without the dollars necessary to get me things the people I hate love. But I hate that I want what they love.
Sure, it'll be great when it's gone.
Try it out.
Give it a push and a shove.
Do your thing.
Love and hate what you want. If you're able to run, then you're able to walk it off.
I escape from the parking lot without the wedding tux.
Ain't content in cuffs.
Pressure's fuck, but life's short.
In love.
Out of it is how we ought to be to get it done.
Proud to see myself as someone who was almost fully grown.
I don't condone the style of life, but I love it. We all gonna be gone soon anyway, so fuck it.
We work so we're so reluctant. There's damage to do, so quit planning your budgets.
Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self. A love and hate relationship with self. Love and hate relations with self.
Heard on 101.9 FM CITR, featuring Love and Hate with Mocha Only. We saw Mocha Only last night at Shoppers Drug Mart, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
He had a package sent to Vancouver, D.C. by accident.
You should fire that shipper.
I think so.
Fire him immediately.
D.C.
D.C., where is that anyway?
It's not even a real place.
And The Herd are doing a show at the Biltmore this Friday, also with The Coop and Nita Mendoza. Should be good. Love The Herd. Good stage presence. Excellent band. Excellent crew. Also in that set, we had Shad off his latest release, TSOL. The track was Lucky Ones. Shad made the shortlist of the Polaris Prize, one step closer to that 20 G's in his bank account. Couldn't happen to a better MC, I think. Big ups to Shad, as the kids say. Big ups.
Big ups.
And of course, We Were Lovers started that set. From their self-titled release, Wildfire. I've tried to keep a summery theme this whole show. I think I've done okay.
I'm feeling pretty summery.
Now, moving right along, I know I said at the top of the show, listen for the new pornographers to win your tickets. And I thought I would just play without saying anything, but I think I'll be nice. So, first person to call us up at the station at 822-2487, 604 822-2487, which spells out UBC-CITR, wins two tickets to their show at the Commodore.
Easy as pie.
On the 14th, easy as pie.
Pick up your phone.
Just takes phone dialing.
Mm-hmm.
822-2487. Oh, look at that. Someone already won. All right, rest of Vancouver. Enjoy this. On 101.9 FM, CITR.
Rising definite and shaking. Take your gift for for the cause and cure is calling. Put your hands together for the silver bullet falling. Picking through and past the center of the earth.
Some new Devo on 101.9 FM CITR. The show is shameless. Whoever thought we'd be playing new Devo in our lifetimes? First album in 20 years is new Devo.
It's quite the hiatus.
That's almost as long as we've been alive. Almost.
Almost.
Almost. That album, Something for Everybody, the track Human Rocket. I knew as soon as I saw the name, I would like this. And I kind of did. The Manipulators for that, off of Neptune Records. Great local boys. And they'll be playing the Biltmore with the likes of Quintron and Miss Pissycats and Channels 3 and 4 at the Biltmore July 12th. The CITR Presents show. And we started that set off with the New Pornographers. Big congratulations to...
Mike.
Mike Joseph, the winner of the New Pornographers contest that we ran.
Yay!
I call it a contest. Yay!
First caller. He was quick.
The man is quick on the dial.
Mm-hmm.
And other shows coming up. Say, tonight you want to go do something in this massive heat wave we've been suffering for the past 2 days. Might I recommend Marco Polio, Glory Horror, The Rectails, and Hooker Pop at the Media Club over on Canby Street. Tomorrow night, the Piss-Offs, Blistering Barnacles, and Off by an Inch play the Funky Wicker Beans while Steel Panthers play the Commodore. And on Friday, Rat Tail and Kick Everything play the Cobalt at 917 Main. Great band names playing this week. Real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. Very summery.
Very summery.
Yeah.
Now, Ethnic says heat like a good Italian opera. And I'm a big Mike Patton fan, as big as anybody.
I think the biggest.
Maybe not the
biggest. Possibly the only.
Not the only. But, you know, maybe you remember him from such great bands as Faith No More and Mr. Bungle. He puts out quite a few releases, like 30 or so. You know, ranges from soundtracks to the zombies in the Left 4 Dead video games. The man keeps busy. And most of his releases, you know, they tend to be a bit left of center. And this latest one that caught my attention, Mondo Cane, it is called, where he covers 50s and 60s pop songs, Italian 50s and 60s pop songs, with the 60-piece orchestra. And, you know, if you're at a party and some guy pulls out a record and says, hey, have you heard the new Mike Patton? He does 50s and 60s Italian pop songs with a 60-piece orchestra. You'd think, well, that's a bit ambitious even for him. But let me tell you, this guy doesn't stick to a formula, that's for sure. So let's all bask in the glory of Ore d'Amore, the latest release from Mike Patton on Mondo Cane. Maybe some new old Mr. Bungle after that. I think it's a good idea, yeah. 101.9 FM, Shameless.
Oh, party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
All the things you've been seeing. Guess you better find your way back home.
My lover said,
WTR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Some of the brightest stars in the world, in the universe.
And now, for the thousands in attendance, ladies and gentlemen,
T-Train. Every word I say should be a hip-hop.
What time is it?
You test this, you fail. T-Train. T-Train.
Should be a hip hop.
Train.
Every breath you take, remember what it comes down to. Friends who stood around you when bad times found you.
Every word I say should be a hip hop.
Train.
Smokes like a freight train. One man with an eight train.
T-Train, local MC here on 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting out of Vancouver on the first ever Wednesday night edition. It's been a good ride, hasn't it?
I think so.
I agree.
I think we could do this Wednesday night thing.
Yeah, more than once.
Hmm.
If they'll have us.
I'm sure they will.
Big thanks to We Were Lovers for taking the time to chat with us. They're playing that big LA show they were going down to do tonight. Good luck to them.
Good luck, We Were Lovers.
They're probably going on stage right now.
Wow.
Also in that set, we had some new Wolf Parade off their latest Expo 86. That lovely ditty was called What My Lover Had to Say. Something, something, something. It always had to be this way. You can see the playlist on my blog.
Yay.
Our blog.
At
yocitrraps.blogspot.com. Maybe someday I'll give that blog a better name. Not likely.
Does the trick.
Yeah. We'll be back next week with something else. Mm-hmm. Something good.
I think so.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But stay tuned now to CITR for the great legendary Folk Oasis, which will take you long into the night, holding your hand all the way. For now, I'll leave you with Hamilton's own Afternoons in Stereo with On the Way to Lucia's. Good night, Vancouver.
Good night, Vancouver.
running to the woods or flying to a tree. You mustn't give your heart to a wild thing. The more you do, the stronger they get. Until it's strong enough to run into the woods or fly into a tree. And then to a higher tree, and then to the sky.